You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the cool again, stupid.
This World Cup just keeps getting crazier and crazier, bro.
We thought yesterday we were going to be like, this is the peak insanity.
Remember when we were like, yo, yesterday's too much. I hope for a nice little break tomorrow. And they were like, nope. Because every game...
That's a big game, man.
Pretty much.
Okay. Now the group stages are officially over. We are halfway through the Mundial.
Some people have said this is the greatest World Cup ever.
Some people? Who would say that?
A lot of people. People on the internet.
Yesterday, I referred to the people on the internet, and you told me specifically to ignore them. They are ridiculous.
I didn't say ridiculous.
You are quoting the internet. They're liars.
do you agree with me that they are liars? Is this the best World Cup you've ever seen?
I do not address those people on the internet. Okay? Wow. I'm not going to give them the dignity with a response.
Wow. So, okay. Well, I'm surprised you took such a hard stance on it. Okay.
What's good, everybody?
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
That's right. The Cooligans are here. The World Cup Daily brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Let's go. Okay. I feel like just like a transformer.
Got into the formation. What did you change into?
Okay. I don't know.
You went from a meek man to a slightly less meek man.
Just, a healthy vegetable. That's what I'll transform into.
Whoa. I think that broccoli was Dominican 5 seconds ago.
What's good? My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Okay, so World Cup Group G and H have just...
Whoa, we didn't say hello to Harry, bro. Shouts to Harry, our producer in the back, hanging out. Okay. You hear the giggles every once in a while.
That's right. We haven't really found...
We haven't revealed Harry.
Harry's fifth day. So we haven't figured out what the rapport, what the contribution is gonna. He's already doing a lot of work, so I don't know how much toss him another plate to spin.
What is it that you want to toss him?
I'm just saying just to get him involved in the conversation because he's already doing so many other things.
Oh yeah, no, he's not allowed to be involved in the conversation. keep hitting the buttons, Harry. you want that check?
Shout out to producer Harry.
No, shouts to Harry, bro. Okay. Everybody.
Okay. Proud American Harry right there.
Dude, he's so American.
He's a patriot.
That's actually a sound of Harry.
So, Group G.
We only got only Pats in here, bro.
Group G and Group H have finished. We just finished watching the Group G matches.
No major surprises, but a lot of excitement.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you would... I would describe Cameroon beating Brazil as a major surprise, but it didn't really affect...
It didn't matter, really a surprise.
Still...
Surprise, it don't mean shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I had Cameroon getting out of the group.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think I did, too. Maybe Switzerland is probably the biggest surprise to get out of that group, because Serbia is...
I'm not that surprised with them, but Serbia not making it out of the group, I think, is the biggest surprise, because I had them as one of my dark horses.
Okay.
So dark, you ain't even seeing them in the knockout stage, bro. Man, without that damn horse.
I can't even see. That's impressive. It's an invisible horse.
Damn, bro. That's a dark-ass horse, bro. You sure there's one out there?
Have you seen the movie Nope?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's my answer. Nope.
Oh, horses. A lot of horses in that film. I don't know.
What's it about?
It's about aliens doing stuff in this town and kind of terrorizing people. But it was an interesting film. I just didn't expect that many horses in the film.
No, I did not see
quite that. Quite a few horses.
I also have zero interest in seeing that.
It's okay. It's a pretty good movie. It's an interesting movie. Anyway, it's sort of like what happened to like M. Night Shyamalan, where Sixth Sense came out, and everybody was like, this guy's a genius. I cannot wait for the next one. And Jordan Peele is in that kind of era where it's tough to do something better than Get Out.
Oh, is this? I didn't know this was a Jordan Peele vehicle.
It was.
Maybe I'll give it a chance.
It was good. It was good. It wasn't.
You know, aliens, terror. It's like, just.
It wasn't Get Out.
Pick up a gun and ask for protection money from a small business. So that I want to see this
Alexis,
movie.
Alexis, if you could watch literally like a 45-hour mafia film.
Oh, my God.
That would
one
be.
One sitting, dude.
We don't even need to make more films.
No. If there was like a Godfather part 19, I would have already watched it. If there was a Goodfellas part 17, I'm on it.
Okay, welcome. So let's start. Well, obviously, Group H kicked off in the morning. That was the 10 a.m. Eastern games. Ghana.
Bananas.
Ghana against Uruguay.
This game had so much. It had a storyline before it.
Yes.
What happened in
history.
The last. History. The fact that Luis Suarez still there.
Started.
You could get your retribution, Ghana. And then a penalty happens.
Yes.
And this is it. This is the moment.
Right.
You can right all the wrongs.
Ghana is awarded a penalty.
Yes, Ghana is awarded a penalty. You can right all the historical wrongs. You can change what happened in the past, and it is saved.
It was a
what?
Jordan Ayew takes the penalty, yeah. And it's a very poor penalty. Also, you know
Jordan Ayew even trying to score, dude.
Wow, what does Andre Ayew even trying feel about this? His brother.
I was watching
team.
It like,
oh my fucking god!
It was he took a long time to take the penalty, where the ref, you saw the ref was like, hey, buddy,
hey,
we got to.
We're trying to help you out here. You know what I mean? I'm trying to give you a
can you move along, please?
And then he took a stutter step, where even the ref's like, bro, how you going to elongate this even more?
It's just something about, like, you know, a penalty isn't just, your boot making contact on the ball. There's everything that leading up to it. You saw Darwin Nunez got a yellow card for trying to scuff up the spot. Earlier,
that's what you got
to
do.
The Ghanaian players were trying to keep the.
They protected the
protected
spot.
Protected the spot because they were going to mess it up. You know,
I love how I forgot who it was. I know the player's name, but he came over. He wasn't one of the players protecting the spot. But as a Uruguayan player came over, he was like, all right, buddy, let me talk to you over here. He was ushering them. He had other Ghanaian players were ushering away Uruguayans. So no one touched the spot.
You know, because
defensive midfielder for the spot is crazy.
To Ghana, the Uruguayan players are all a bunch of cheats, you know? They're all a bunch of cheaters. They're trying to ruin the game. And so they were trying to do everything they could to protect their player and protect this opportunity. They got awarded the penalty.
They did. I love the mayhem that the Uruguayan players bring, though.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen next.
Okay.
You got to protect patches of grass when you play the Uruguayans, dude.
It's these slick South Americans. You know what they're up to. They're always up to something.
With their man buns and their neck tattoos.
Okay. It's predictable. But, you know, so they did the right thing in trying to, you know, give themselves the best chance to score. But Ayew does it's just such a poor penalty. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was heading to the corner, but it felt like he wasn't sure.
No, it was a really bad. It looked like he changed his decision of where he wanted to kick at the last second.
Yeah, so
always a mistake.
But this is this felt like when.
Has anyone ever given you advice on a penalty? On how to take a penalty?
Has anyone ever given me? I don't think so.
No. You're just out there willy nilly penalty.
How many? I've ever taken a penalty in a competitive game, like in my Sunday league? I don't think I have. I never have.
I was in a game in 7th or 8th grade where it was, like, important to go to the next round.
Okay.
So there was penalties at the end. It's the only reason. It's not like someone got fouled in the box and they're like, get Alexis up here.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting back there telling my mom, like, mouthing Doritos to my mother to know what I want later. So I have to go up. And the coach just puts his arm around me. This is a Costa Rican dude. He's like, okay, look one way and hit the other way. He's like, and don't think. I don't want you thinking. He's like, if I see you thinking, I stop. You go out there, you look one way, and you kick the other. And I did it. It went in.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't well kicked, but I went the opposite way. And the goalkeeper went the way I looked.
Well,
great.
You should have listened to your Costa Rican coach.
We need a Costa Rican who by the way, is on work release. And his parole officer is holding a gun just off the side of the bench.
Okay. I mean, it's, yeah. For his safety, not yeah. because these kids are crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I know. He's like, you're going to, you teaching in Newark? I'll be right back, bro. I got your back.
So unfortunate, but you felt like the confidence was sort of zapped away from Ghana once they missed that penalty, because Uruguay scores a couple of minutes right after that.
Scores two goals. Same player, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember his name. Absolutely incredible.
De Arrasqueta.
Arrasqueta.
What a great name, bro.
Arrasqueta. What does that even mean? Where did that come from? That came on the boat from Spain, bro.
It could also Italy, possibly.
Wait, his name is Jorgian? Georgian de Arrasqueta?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wow. How is your... Just you can't be...
rolls off the tongue.
Are you? I imagine you knew a kid named Puerto Rican de Arrasqueta. You'd be like, yo, your family did too much.
There's
bro.
There's a lot going on. But
no, Jorge, Jorgian.
Jorge, Georgian. Yeah, it seems Italian. I'm going to... because Giorgio is spelled... that's the Italian
way.
It
doesn't seem Italian.
It feels right. It feels like Italian. I don't know. Whatever. Good for him. Wow. Good for Uruguay. I did it. I predicted that they would lose this game entirely, and they very much did not. After that missed penalty, the first goal was great. It was the header, and then he... I forgot how he got the ball, but he actually just blasted it in. He hit it out of the air, I think, from it was either a cross or just a ball that was bouncing to him, but he hit it down into the ground and got the goal. But it was very, very impressive. But big win for Uruguay, but all for naught. They are still...
They needed one more goal, and it was aware. Like, the players were aware.
Ghana was aware.
Ghana was aware, and Ghana was like, all right, you know what? We're taking you down with us, bro. We're going to do a little time wasting.
Yeah,
you know?
They needed one more because South Korea won. They scored in the 90th, 91st minute, something like that, against Portugal.
It's all technically the 90th minute afterwards. Right. So, yeah, but in stoppage time, they score. And it was off of either a free kick or a corner. It was a dead ball. And then for Portugal, and then Heung-min Son alone counters.
Right.
And finds,
Hwang Wi-chan from he's at Wolves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Find him, who he's become an absolute superstar.
Yeah, dude.
In the world because of this goal. Completely finds it. I mean, incredible run by Heung-min Son. Incredible goal by Hwang. It was just absolutely incredible. He takes the shirt off and he flexes, but he doesn't have like the sports bra tracker. Mm-hmm. He has one that just goes down. It's kind of slutty, dude. I was like, all right, bro.
All right, you feeling it?
Damn, dude. All right, what was that? Remember you used to get the two catalogs? One was Victoria's Secret, which is like classy, and then there was like the hoey one.
Sears catalog?
No. This dude is like,
I used to go off you on that, bro. About that was great.
Roebuck and Company over here, bro.
Give me a L.L. Bean.
Yo. I don't know what the J&J crew stands for now, dude. Anyway, there was the other one. It was like something of Hollywood. Agents of Hollywood or something like that.
I'm not familiar with this
Harry,
publication.
What are we thinking?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
Everyone had like fake boobs. It was like real big. It was like very like Victoria's Secret.
I cannot wait till you connect this back to Hwang Wi-chan.
Victoria's Secret was like underwear you wear every day, and then this other one was like you know, you come home and you see a girl wearing this and you're like, oh, I must have did something good, or is it my anniversary? Shit, I should have brought a gift. Like, that was this, you
right,
know what I'm
right
talking about?
Yeah, he gets the goal and you're like, wow, I can't believe I forgot flowers. All this for me.
He takes his shirt off and flexes, but the sports bra is showing just the boobs on Hwang.
Okay, so it's like missing the cups. No, I saw
yeah
it.
There's no
I
cups.
Saw it from the back.
No, if you look at the front, it's just a line here and then here. It's hilarious.
So you see his nipples?
All you see is nipples and boobs. Look it up. Go to South Korea. Go put it in the search Twitter.
Okay, okay.
No, don't do it on this one, though, because we're going to lose this clip that we need to show you later.
No, I'm making a new tab.
Okay.
Give me a second. Okay.
You got to see it. So anyway, the point is, it looked kind of slutty, bro. I was like, damn.
Okay, I got to find it on.
If you hit images, it'll come right up, or news.
Okay, let's see.
Look to the left.
Yeah, here we go.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
This is an interesting...
I've never seen this before. What an odd way for this to be your...
I've never seen this version. Yeah, this seems like a...
Dude, if I wore this, they'd have to blur it out. Like a dominatrix outfit. If I wore this, they'd have to completely blur this out.
So he wouldn't cover his nipples probably because of... Maybe he's worried about the chafing from the...
No, because you get it from the jersey. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't get this.
This seems like not the right...
It looks like he's wearing a woman's sports bra backwards.
Yeah.
It's a racer back, as they call them.
Impressive stuff. Impressive stuff overall.
What an image.
I just like this image overall because there is a I think this is a powerful image, and I'm glad he did this because there is this like stereotype about Asian men being like – emasculated or not really shown in a masculine way, and I think this is a good look for him.
Yeah, I feel like that's changing. I feel like that's an old stereotype, but this certainly helps move that needle forward.
Let's go.
For sure.
Let's go.
Also, how will you have abs and still a little chubby? You know what I'm talking about?
He's doing
How's
both.
That possible?
Get a man who could do both.
You know what I mean? I'm happy for him though, and also finally Budweiser gets a player of the game where they're smiling.
Yeah,
dude.
not a bitter one.
Yo, they're all sad as shit. So anyway, yeah, that reminded me of the other catalog that would come when I was a kid.
Okay,
and you know,
all right.
Did we find the name for it, Harry?
I couldn't.
Okay, yeah, he's gonna end up on some porn site, bro. You can't don't send him down that rabbit hole.
Lingerie lingerie, right? That's how you pronounce it. That's how you spell it.
Okay, dude, we have a show to do. Can you focus on something
else? Sure.
Who cares about this stupid
Fredericks of Hollywood?
Fredericks?
You never saw Google Fredericks
How old are you, dog?
When I was a kid. You never heard of Fredericks? It still exists. Still a company.
You're looking at lingerie right now.
Bro, look at this. All right. What I'm saying? This is Victoria's Secret.
All right, I'm not going to show that. It's fine.
Guys, it's actually just the one screen. There we go. 25% off your order.
It's lingerie. All right. Look. Free advertising.
You get what I'm saying.
For Frederick.
Didn't it look like he was wearing...
If you want to get lingerie for your grandmother, go to this website. Yo,
I don't know what you're talking about. You got to look at it. Also, your grandmother... She work out, yo?
All right, well, speaking of...
Fredericks of Hollywood.
Just because it's relevant to this conversation. Speaking of players who took their shirt off
bro,
in their
match.
Bro, I
said Agents of Hollywood. What kind of disgusting catalog would that be, bro?
Bro. Okay. Cameroon striker Vincent Aboubakar did also take his shirt off after scoring a huge goal.
No tracker.
Scored against Brazil. He is not wearing a nippleless sports bra.
Not only did he take his shirt off, he held it up like Messi did.
Yeah, dude, it's an iconic celebration.
Which I'm happy for. This is the same guy who said he was better than Mohamed Salah.
That's why we got to bring him up because he was like, best African player, that's me. Who else are you talking about? You cannot be talking about anybody else.
Why would you mispronounce my name, Mohamed Salah, when you know it's Vicente Puerto Ricano Aboubakar?
No, dude. So those comments were great. But look, the dude is a baller.
He kind of showed up.
Yeah, and for him to get this goal against Brazil.
Has Mohamed Salah ever scored against Brazil? I don't think so.
I don't have no memory of that happening, but Egypt is not at the World Cup and Cameroon are. Obviously they didn't move on, but still a big goal, still a big win for Cameroon. But for...
Bro, I've never seen this muscle right here in my life. Have you ever seen that?
The trap?
Or no, this. Look.
Oh, it's like the shoulder connected to the chest.
He got like a second chest.
Yes.
Damn,
he's a strong man, but good for him.
Strong dude, bro.
He gets a yellow card for taking off the shirt during the celebration, not remembering that he got a yellow card 10 minutes earlier.
Something else Mohamed Salah wouldn't do.
And the homie Ismail Elfath, MLS referee, had to do the honors and give him a red card.
Can I ask why you get a yellow card for taking your shirt off?
This was instituted, I think, because there were players that were taking their shirts off and they had either political messaging that had things under, a shirt that they're wearing under it. It became too much of a spectacle. So they said,
well, you could still just lift your shirt. Like, why always me? Man in the mirror.
Yeah, lifting your shirt doesn't get you yelled, but taking it off completely, it became a rule.
It's a dumb rule. It's very antiquated. And I hope we get away from it.
I don't, I mean, I don't know if it's an antiquated rule.
It is antiquated. It's taking your shirt off. Look at the joy this man feels.
It's about an scoring.
Why would you get a yellow for taking your shirt off and holding it up? You're wearing it. People can see it anyway. What's the difference?
I could see why it's an excessive celebration. I mean, it comes at a cost. I'm not saying they shouldn't do it, but it comes at a cost. You shouldn't be, if you got a yellow, you know the rules. You shouldn't be taking your
Which
shirt off.
Which means you can't play in the next game. They didn't get
that. They didn't move on by four. Yeah. But yes,
still, I don't see the reason for this man to get a yellow card. I really don't.
I mean,
I feel like if you haven't gotten a yellow yet, fine. This shouldn't count as the one that gives you the red. It shouldn't be a second yellow taking your shirt off.
Yeah, it should be a pink. You know, you just a little yeah. warning,
a little bow bow. Put your hand out, hey.
Harry, can you look up why? People get a yellow card for taking off their shirt because I don't remember the exact reason.
Yeah, get off of FredericksofHollywood.com. How did you not find it, dude? I found that shit in 2 seconds.
What did you search?
Huh? I said Hollywood lingerie.
Why would he look that up?
I said Hollywood. I knew that name already.
He did it. Anyway, okay.
Fredericks of Hollywood.
So
imagine we get sponsored by Fredericks of Hollywood. This show is brought to you by AutoZone, getting the zone. Also getting the Fredericks of Hollywood.
So I did want to talk about, let's go back to the South Korea and Ghana match.
Here's a picture of Him and his son crying because he lost his mask.
But this is a great photo, though, isn't it?
You think so?
I love the mask flying off of his face on the ground, like heading towards the ground, and then the second one of it on the ground.
It looks like his friend who wears him on the second photo, the one underneath, it looks like his friend who wears a mask just poof, disappeared.
But a huge moment. Look, I don't think no one expected South Korea to get out of this group, and they very much did. It's two things that are sort of a concern, because I think Portugal losing this game, they didn't start their best team at the beginning, but still just still a little bit surprising that they lost to South Korea. I thought Portugal, even their B squad, would be a little too tough, but there's a certain heart and energy coming out of the South Koreans this time around at this World Cup. That is,
I agree. Go ahead, finish.
No, no, that I think I could see them causing an upset in the knockout rounds.
They are now the dark horse. Like, they're the ones who can gut it out. And the reason I say that is because I don't know if you saw the stat through the first three games. Through the entire knockout stage, they had 17.7% possession, the lowest ever recorded in the history of the World Cup.
Wait, throughout the whole entire tournament?
Entire tournament.
Wow. Yeah. Bro, they're not interested. They're not interested in
the ball. Get this ball out of my hands, bro. Why is it? Oh, my God. Why is it near me? Hot potato.
How dare you give it to me? Wow. Okay. So to counterattacking style?
That's it. Kante ball.
Yeah. Not easy to do and not easy to be like, even in these three matches, to find this much success.
Easier than having like a significant amount of skill to keep the ball and stuff like that. This is rather rudimentary, but they're doing it well and at a high level. No, even when you have the ball, you have to be scared that they're going to get it back because they can just spring an attack.
Yeah.
By the way, South Korea is just a vibe, bro. Like the fashion is going crazy there. The scene is going crazy there. The K-pop, the music, the movies, the television shows. I wish I could remember, man. It's like Offside Pitch or something like that. I follow them on Instagram. They've got like the dopest, like they just do, they rework a lot of Over the Pitch, Over_the_pitch. They did a collab with MCM, which you know them, the leather backpacks and stuff, where they did literally like an entire fit. Like all this stuff is so dope. Everything coming out of South Korea right now is just so wavy. And shouts to them. They love New Balances as well. Really big there. Just shout out to South Korea, bro. Everything's happening. And you know what? Let's give a little love to North Korea. Am I right? Why are they talking about the South?
Why are they missing out? Jeez.
What are they, like, if you're from the north's part of South Korea, what are you saying? Oh,
Is that like,
you say like upper South Korea. I'm not even going to pretend.
Okay. So. So the other match I wanted to make sure we talk about, Serbia-Switzerland, because we got to show love to the homie, Ruben Vargas, El Dominicano, the Swiss Dominican.
The turncoat.
But got a huge assist for that ended up being the game-winning goal,
massive,
I believe.
Massive.
A little back heel to Froiler, something like that, his name.
Which is crazy because his momentum was carrying him to the right of the goal, and he backheels to Froiler, who's going to the left of the goal. He scores, beautiful, places it exactly where the keeper can't get it. Absolutely incredible. Froiler keeps running off to his corner. About three players chase him. The rest of the team and all those subs, but reserves, go to the Dominican dude. It was one of the wildest
But that's
moments.
How you know that the Swiss are about, they know
right.
good football.
They immediately, the whole team thought, hey, who brings the hooker to the party? It ain't Froiler.
We know that the party's going to be better at this corner right, flag you than know? That corner flag.
I can hear an alpha coming from over here. So I'm going to skittle.
It felt a little bit like they knew how great the pass was.
The goal's nice.
But the pass.
The assist was, that was what you came that was that's the, what you pay for
that was the you know that was the work you know the mm. the alley-oop sometimes the pass is sometimes more significant than the dunk right. you know
that's the one thing that sucks about the NBA there's too much scoring you don't get to celebrate every goal
okay yeah well that has been a talking point online where the people that show up every 4 years would be like Zaga there's not enough scoring in Zaga this is why I can't get involved and it's like all right, everybody's like, okay, let's do this again. And they start typing away.
Pull up what I said about this in 2010 so I could just retweet
it's
that.
It's the same exact thing, you know, and it's just.
There's a great comedian who was like, oh, I don't like soccer because it's low scoring. I like NFL. He's like, well, this game's 21-7. They're like, yeah, see, he goes, that's 3-1.
Right.
Yeah. It was like, good point.
It's a stupid, you know, it's a lazy take.
So just Americans that are complaining, imagine that every goal you see here right now, the score in front of me is Serbia 2, Switzerland 3. That is 14-21. Now, that's a pretty good
that's
NFL
great,
game.
That's an exciting game. That's all right. Why don't you turn it around? Use it.
Right? Just tell yourself, oh, when I see a point, that's just 7. That's just 7 points.
And it makes me I think those takes make me realize why I enjoy the game so much. And why I enjoy it. I've been seeing a lot of these, especially on TikTok. There are people that are like, there's not enough scoring. But then there's people that are like, yo, I'm watching soccer for the first time, and this
there's
is
a
like,
lot more of those.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, I can see why it's so like exciting and why there's all this drama. And outside of the national sort of storylines, right? Like Serbia, Switzerland, where some of the Swiss players are of Albanian descent, and there's obviously a lot of history or countries mm-hmm. that have gone to wars with each other and stuff like that. Not just knowing that obviously adds tension to the game, which you're not gonna. You're not going to see that sort of tribalism in the NFL or something like that. It's like
no, you don't get that.
But there's just like every aspect of the game makes me sort of the more I've watched it over the years makes me appreciate almost every single facet of the game. Every touch, every turn, every right. a great passing. It's just it's really why, remarkable.
That's why so many people are so like anti new rules or big changes because. We've all found that the minimalist approach to the rulemaking
yeah.
has made the game beautiful. And playing within those margins of some of those rules
yeah.
is sort of what gives you, like, imagine they did the thing of they're going to stop the actual clock every time the ball is out of play.
Right.
Then you're going to get all these challenges to, you know, get back every single second possible. It's like, dude, you're not making the game better. You're adding more
yeah,
time
and,
to it.
And that's why the concern is because this might be the last World Cup group stage that we get to experience like this, where
right.
games are on at the same time. These was anything can happen, anything can change, where there's so much on the line. And next World Cup, we're going to have 48 teams. And then this is gonna be probably third place finishes. You know, so there's not going to be as much at stake for these, especially third.
It won't be as difficult
these
to get through
round three matches in the group stages. So,
but
enjoy it.
But the benefit of the next World Cup is it's here.
Okay, benefit yes for us yeah. and Mexico and Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
The three most important countries in the world.
All right.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, this is a forever symbol of our forever love. As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, thanks for standing up there with us. Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
So Rebecca Lowe was on the show yesterday. Absolutely crushed it. If you haven't checked out that interview, make sure you do that immediately. Listen to the podcast.
She was incredible.
Check it out on YouTube. So go for it. But she gave me some parenting advice, which was very awesome, and I really, really appreciated it.
Sweet, and was good. Good, real parenting advice. It wasn't like, you're just going to be that great. You know, it was like real.
So I figured.
I also gave you some parenting advice, right? You're going to get a chemical in your brain that makes you not eat your child, right? Like we both shared what we do best.
It was very, very good, very knowledgeable, very useful stuff.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But so I figured today would be a good time to mention we did a gender reveal.
Ooh. How much of a forest did you burn down?
Okay, obviously, I'm trying to get, a viral video on 6buzz TV or whatever.
Yeah. Let's go. 6buzz.
A very specific Canadian viral. Yeah,
it's a private account for just things that go viral in Canada, in Toronto.
It is quite absurd, though.
They have some. I love it. Shouts to 6buzz TV. Also, great mixtapes they put out.
We did do a gender reveal, so let's play it for everyone on the show.
I do want to, man, before you hit play,
yeah,
what I see right now is a little Telstar, a little soccer ball on your hands, which is, yes, all right. It's a Cooligans branded gender reveal, but also typically these things you kick them and a color is revealed,
correct,
via powder.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice you are wearing white sneakers
now, yeah
was do we find out that this was a mistake or was it everything cool,
bro? I don't care. I'm not like you. You spend.
If I had a gender reveal, I'd kick it. And Doritos would come out of it. It wouldn't be. Obviously, you're not
obsessed
like me.
Obsessed with sneakers. Yes, a little powder got on them, and I cleaned them.
Oh my god! No,
and this I've kid went already, on with my life.
This kid's already at a net loss.
But no, we got to do a gender reveal, so here goes.
Hey!
Look at that! If you're listening to this. You hear my brother congratulate us, but it's a boy. There's a boy.
Gonna be an uncle. I don't know if that's how that works, but we're Latinos.
But no, thank
you. Were you afraid you weren't gonna break it and you were just gonna kick this thing into like the other yard?
I didn't know what to expect, but the one thing, and shout out to my sister-in-law, Rochelle, who planned the whole thing. She got the soccer ball. She did the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, honestly, I...
So she knew.
She knew because we gave her we got a note from the like OBGYN.
But they seal it.
Exactly.
So you hand it to someone, you're like, don't tell us.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't tell us about my baby boy.
So she set up the whole thing. But it was exciting and we didn't know, obviously we didn't know what the gender was going to be.
Was Helene like, I think I know because she could feel it?
I think she expected girl. I also kind of wanted a girl. I've always, whenever thought of having a child.
If you think I'm not playing this for your son in a few years, you did wrong.
Maybe it may have happened one day. I'm not, you can see I'm quite happy in the video.
Yeah.
Would have a girl. I think because I grew up, I didn't have a sister, so I just like that right. was always crossed my mind or whatever.
See, I grew up in a house with four women, so I'm like, I get it.
I've seen enough.
I get it, bro. Oh man, you got a name? I jokingly put on. By the way, I got yelled at by a few people on my post. I shared this.
On your
stories.
Yeah,
and I said I can't wait to meet my nephew. Cooligan Gully Polanco, okay. Which is the name.
And why did you get yelled at?
Because I put the word nephew is visible before you kick the ball.
Oh, you ruined the surprise.
Which I didn't think about because it happened so quick. I'm like, what are we? Also, you're about to see that it's a boy. did I really ruin the surprise?
Alexis just doesn't know how to tell a story. Bro, that's the problem.
It's what I'm best at.
But no, and you see, and Rebecca Lowe even commented on that. She was congratulating.
She put
Helene
send it back, which is so weird. Like, you can't do that.
But no, we're very excited. It's really cool. I was excited to. I would honestly, part of me ever since we've been doing this show, I always wanted to do one of those gender reveals, kicking the ball.
Really? Why?
Yeah, just like a fun. Like, you see, they all the players that do it. Oh, it looks so happy doing it.
I'm yeah, like, they all get to do it like on the field where they play.
Or so yeah, they yeah. It gets to be like a spectacle. Yeah, and stuff it's like kind of dope. No, but this was my moment.
So have we picked the name?
We have not. No, you and I have not picked the name.
I mean, should we pick a name then?
On the show, Helene has no input.
No input, bro. We can present her with our list of our favorite names.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. You can pick from this list and this list alone.
Yeah. We should let Gully Squad come up with the top 10 names.
Okay.
Doesn't mean Helene has to approve it.
Right. Know? Yeah. Okay. What? This is going to be one of the Patreon levels. You get to name my child.
Bro, $500 a month. You get to name the Polanco baby.
You want to get in on this? Yeah. This is a good reward.
Bro.
Okay. So we're obviously, I'm super stoked. So thank you. And I want to highlight this. Because we obviously, as soon as you announce you're having a child.
But more than that, I think just the connection that we've been able to make with some football teams or soccer clubs, yeah, whatever you want to call them, around the country has been absolutely incredible. And when you see something like this, you just realize how good of a community this is.
This is super cool. This is from Minnesota Aurora. They sent us a onesie. I got this the other day. I was... this you can see Rory, the new mascot for Minnesota Aurora, the obviously women's team in the USL Women's League. This is
doesn't even weigh anything,
but super
a human being made in your wife's belly that's gonna fit in this.
Super cool. Honestly, it made
your cum made something that fits in.
All right, Alexis.
Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Is that
really?
Crazy? Isn't that wild?
I'm trying to say something nice.
I'm sorry. I'm just think about that. That's wild.
No, we don't need to think about that.
I mean, I'm not thinking about too hard. I'm just saying.
But no, it was very kind, very sweet. It made my wife and I very emotional when we got this. So thank you so much to Minnesota Aurora. I have a feeling I know who in Minnesota Aurora sent it, but thank you so much. I'm sure. Thank you to everybody.
Whoever did, that's really sweet. It's very really kind. Cool. Yes. And also just all the nice notes you've gotten from all the fans and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people in the industry that, you know, we don't communicate all the time.
Sure, sure. And people like my co-host mentioning semen and all that stuff. You know.
You're welcome.
Okay, you see, this is why we have to, you know, bleep out some of the stuff Alexis says. Okay, let's move on and take a look at the round of 16, which begins tomorrow.
Me and Rebecca Lowe are basically the same person.
Okay. The round of 16 begins tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern time, Netherlands taking on the United States. And then
they got to put us first, bro.
Because we did not win the group. Did Netherlands won the group? I thought maybe if you didn't win the group,
you have to play earlier.
Yeah, as
we're
a
just
punishment.
The first in all of work.
Yeah, it would have been great to be the 2 p.m. Eastern game, right?
Yeah.
But Argentina and Australia get that match. We've sort of already, our predictions. I think we know as far as the Netherlands USA. I think you. Have a good idea where we stand or who you think is going to win. But I want to talk about a couple people. There have been a couple clips.
Did you know that there's a flu outbreak with the Netherlands team?
This has been happening to all the teams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This happened. But apparently Frankie de Jong, again, they're not revealing what players, but inside sources, not of mine, of whoever reported this, they're saying that Frankie de Jong, who's, you know, they're pretty creative midfielder.
Yeah, yeah.
Sick. So there's okay. Hopefully he's okay, but after
but you
tomorrow,
want him to be sick. Yeah,
after tomorrow.
Yes, this has been. Everybody's getting the sniffles. The U.S. players had it as well. Mm-hmm. So there's something with the air conditioning that they're saying in either the training facilities or just different in the hotels. Is I don't know if it's too intense or whatever, but it's some of the players getting the sniffles. So
well, you know, was one of the players? I think it was Anthony. Said that the air conditioning is too much. It's making him sick.
Right, right. Brazil's the winger on Brazil. Yeah. Manchester United.
I quoted that and I said, my wife, every time we go to the movies. Because
She'll bring a comforter.
Oh, okay.
To the movie theater.
I thought you were making like a Borat joke or
something. No. My wife brings a cover to the beach because God forbid the breeze hits her.
Sure.
It's a bit much.
I mean, she also has Irish heritage, so that's
Irish skin. It's paper.
You gotta protect,
bro. She got everything else Italian except the skin.
So also
like I have high blood pressure. Just sit next to me. You know what I mean? It's okay. Super warm over here.
Okay, the Netherlands are playing the U.S. The thing I wanted to point out was that the comments from Christian Pulisic and Walker Zimmerman have Walker Zimmerman was on Le Batard show. They asked him
They asked him about Christian's dick.
They did. We spoke about that already. Right.
But I bring it up when we're talking about the baby and you get upset. when it's about Pulisic. Okay.
It was very, very targeted and very specific and gross, yours. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Stugatz is more class than you do. But
I challenge you, Stugatz.
So Walker Zimmerman said when asked if the U.S. was going to win, he was just like very, very confident, boldly saying that they were.
That's what you want, right? You don't want a player going like, I don't think so. That's what Kevin De Bruyne did.
Well, I agree that that's probably, you don't want that. But you also, like Christian Pulisic handled it, I think, with a little bit more sort of grace and said like, that basically just like trying to be humble and we think we can beat anybody in this tournament. Not specifically saying anything about Netherlands.
Did you hear the thing, the question he was asked about, Landon Donovan had a moment that a lot of people in America remember and inspired more. How do you feel about having had your moment? And he said, he answered very well. And then he finished with, but I don't believe that was my moment. I think my moment is yet to come.
Yeah.
And that is a really, really smart way of saying like, yo, we ain't done yet.
Exactly. And so I liked that mentality and that approach a little bit more than, yo, we're going to win, but I also think out of...
You need both.
You need a little bit of both, but I was watching Football Americas, and shout out to Seb and Herc. But
the homies.
They spoke to a Dutch journalist, I believe. I don't know if he was a former player or anything. I think he's a journalist. But the feelings out of Netherlands is that there's not that much confidence that they can beat the U.S. They're not being like, yo, we got this. So
they shouldn't be. Look, these are two teams that didn't even qualify for the last World Cup.
Yeah.
And now they're meeting each other in the round of 16, which is absolutely incredible. Cody Gakpo is going to be difficult for anyone to handle. I don't think he's their only weapon, but I do think he's the most dangerous. He's also, 19, 20 years old? Absolutely incredible. I'm excited to see what happens, but just as I had confidence that Dest would be able to work around the many skills of Bukayo Saka, and I thought, what's his name on the other side?
Jedi.
Jedi, thank you. Anthony Robinson would be able to handle that side. I think someone will be able to pick up Cody Gakpo and make it difficult for them and for him to do what he does. And then once you do that, then everything else gets opened up. Once you've sort of minimize the capability for the most part. I know there's going to be moments where they sneak through, but when you minimize the capabilities of their best player, then after that point, it becomes a bit more of checkers, not chess after that. And I think I'm confident that the U.S. will be able to figure out. Again, I think the biggest issue is who's going to finish on this team.
Right.
We're still not at a point where we know who our number nine is. The Haji Wright experiment, as far as I'm concerned, is done. We saw it. Let's move on.
I don't know about that.
Bro, he was walking during the Iran. How many people in here were yelling Haji Wright's name? No one as loud as me.
You yelled it the most times.
But stop. Sure. I mean, seriously, you didn't see how he played in Iran. And
but not to say like that's it. He doesn't deserve another minute at World Cup.
I think that's not your starter. I think it's proven that's not your starter.
So Josh Sargent did pick up an injury, and he may not be the starter. I can see that he has an ankle injury that he's recovering from. I don't think he'll be ready. That probably not to start. So I could see. If it's Jesus Ferreira or
it's got to be Jesus Ferreira. I mean, it'd be great if Ricardo Pepi was there.
But I could see. You would think Haji Wright would get the nod because he's a bigger, taller, stronger player. And Virgil van Dijk is there. So I could see Haji Wright getting the start, even though
I could see him getting the start, but I think, and that's why Walker Zimmerman will probably start over Cameron Carter-Vickers because corners and stuff, you got Virgil van Dijk and then you got to have someone to neutralize that. But Yeah, maybe I just need to see more from Haji Wright. I think maybe now you have an opportunity
hasn't been great. I'm not saying he's been great, but at some point, it just has to be like...
He was categorically bad during the Iran game.
He had a couple minutes, he made some mistakes. Yes,
he was bad.
Even Clint Dempsey called him out, too.
I'm not saying that's... never play for the men's national team again. That was bad. If you do get an opportunity to start, Haji, we need to see more.
Okay. My prediction is I think the U.S. can win this game. I honestly do.
So do I.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked if either team wins, but I am confident the U.S. will at least put in a good shift.
And this is a stat I saw. So now that the group stages are over, the United States was the only team in the group stages to not give up a goal in open play. Every single country gave up a goal in open play except the United States. Really cool. A statistic I think a lot of people would not have expected from the U.S. Going into this World Cup.
Speaking of, I love to watch content from all over the world, if it's in English.
Wow, this guy's such a distinguished man.
I put on my ascot and I sit in front of my YouTube.
Oh, I watch YouTube from different countries. No, I'm not like you. It's just Alexis talks like he's a book connoisseur.
you watch your cute little American YouTubes and your TikToks? That's great. Mine have captions. I like to watch football content from a lot from the UK, but from all over the world. And the way people are talking about the American team is very different today than it was on the 19th or 20th.
Right.
Very different. Just even how they talk about our defenders is different. How they talk about our midfield, absolutely insane.
This is a good tournament for the U.S. And
bro,
if you
American
are
values up, bro.
If you are a player on the U.S. men's national team and you had, Cameron Carter-Vickers, Walker Zimmerman, a lot of these guys are in MLS, but they're on the world stage doing this. This is the World Cup is where you inflate your value. And a lot of players have done this. A
lot of Arsenal fans are like, yo, this Yunus Musa kid's pretty good, bro. I heard he was at Hale End. Yeah. A lot of Yunus Musa talk. A lot of Tyler Adams talk.
Oh, interesting. Even though we've been screaming it from the rooftops.
So when we said it, nah.
Oh, you don't like our accents all of a sudden, but when you see them balling on the field.
Maybe our accent is of the midfielder you need, my G. And also a lot of people showing Christian Pulisic a lot of respect. In fact, when the news leaked that he was potentially being looked at by Arsenal, my group chat went back and forth. And I'm happy to say that as that argument has cooled down, I can look back and say about 80% pro Pulisic joining Arsenal.
Wow.
Where that probably would not have happened a few months ago.
Yeah, dude. Christian Pulisic, Kai Havertz, Hakim Ziyech, Koulibaly, Chelsea players are thriving everywhere besides Chelsea. So
I'm starting to think it's Chelsea's fault, bro.
I think that might be. That seems to be the common denominator. So the other, obviously, the other match in the knockout round tomorrow,
Argentina versus Australia.
I mean, if there's an upset here, bro, it would be.
Then if you're Australian, you're never allowed to go to Argentina.
And there's also in the bracket. There's if U.S. and Argentina win, they will be facing in the quarterfinal, which would be, that's what we all want to see. Let's go. Let's take
the team Messi versus our midfield.
Tyler Adams just shut down Lionel Messi. I'd love to see that.
Get ready for what you're about to see in Inter Miami, bro.
So it would be a quite a wild matchup if that ended up happening. So, but we got to get there first. So U.S. plays Netherlands, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Eastern time is Argentina, Australia. We're going to be watching. That's it. Halfway through, we did it. Again, a reminder, a lot of people have been getting into the World Cup. We've been getting a lot of tweets, people tagging us like, yo, go check these guys out. Shout out to Paul Verzi, hilarious comedian.
The homie, bro. Thank you so much. Great special that's out right now.
On Netflix. Well. Go check out Paul Verzi. Great dude. I was talking to him.
Nocturnal Admissions or something like that?
I don't remember. Yeah. I feel like Seaman's coming up too many times on
this show. I feel like it's not coming out enough.
Wow, bold. Talk to a doctor. This is the bold kind of comedy. Now you come here for. Yeah, I said that on purpose.
Buddy, we are.
Okay. So, yeah, shout out to Paul. Thank you, everybody, who's, you know, let people know, yo, this is a, you know, a comedy podcast for the World Cup. There's a lot of new people into the game, maybe new to this podcast, but we appreciate it. So make sure you leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you have not, leave 5 stars on Spotify, wherever you can leave a review. Please do that. Comment on a YouTube video. We appreciate the support.
So also, if you are a new listener or a new viewer, dude, shoot us a tweet or put a comment saying,
say
yo,
hello.
Yo, my name is Blank. I'm from Blank, and I'm a new listener. Let
and
us
I'm
know,
shooting
dude.
Blanks.
Bro, first time, long time, bro.
But we...
all of a sudden, you got mad at me, and then I said, one comment, and now the kid's taking the ball and ran with it.
No, you know what? I just, I'm a wordsmith. Do you remember that? Okay, yeah. I just know
I'm
how to clap.
Cocksmith,
you know? So thank you, everybody. We appreciate all the love and support. We'll
you
be back tomorrow. Even though it's a weekend, we'll be back tomorrow with another episode.
I'm dying over here. The daily continues.
All right, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.